Karen Madoran lives in Logan, Kansas. Prairie Tales is about the things we cherish, those that give life meaning.
Psychedelic Garden Guard. In the past week, I met a garden neighbor. Apparently, this blue-green juvenile lizard moved from his burrow, or wherever his last digs were, into my 12 by 18 raised bed garden. Our hilltop is too rocky to support an in-ground garden, so we had to create our own little haven for tomatoes, peppers, onions, and okra. Mr. Psychedelic must enjoy the insects that also call the Salsa Makings Ranch home, and he's now dining al fresco under the tomato vines. While I was on my hands and knees pulling weeds, this little character's reptilian movements alarmed me. After all, we live on a sunny, rocky hilltop that translates into perfect snake habitat. I've found it's best to be on the lookout since slithery things live here too. After my brain settled and eyes focused, I realized the new garden guard was a cute little lizard called a race runner. Once I tossed the weeds out on their ears and loosened the soil around my salsa in the making, I did a little racing myself to the computer to find out about my new friend. He's a six-lined race runner, apparently in his juvenile stage since he has so much green and blue about his person. He's about 9 inches long, with his tail taking up twice as much of his length as his body. All of this sounded correct, but I could not get the little guy to hold still long enough to take the measurements that the herp site indicated were his vitals. On this same site, I learned the reason I could not catch this little fellow is that he can run 18 miles per hour. I gave up any idea about races and decided he was the winner because I can't run 18 miles per hour, even if a bear were chasing me. While I have spotted a few lizards keeping local toads and snakes company, I haven't seen one like this guy. A friend tells me race runners are the sign of a healthy environment. I hope so, since I live in it too. What I did learn is we have the perfect situation with our rocks and sandy soil for this species, which should mean I'll see more of these blue-green lizards with long tails sunbathing on my hilltop. While our environment seems perfect with the sun, rocks, and sand, these little guys do need to be alert. Hawks and owls, which also share our hilltop home, feast on lizards as well as rodents. It helps that race runners can run so fast, and they have a nice little one-time trick of shedding their tails and leaving them wriggling to deceive their prey. This tail does regenerate, but not swiftly, so it's probably good for one getaway a season, I'm guessing. It is good to know the neighbors, and now that I know a bit more about my garden lizard, I hope I see him often with long tail intact. Until next time, this is Karen living the good life on the high plains.
Prairie Tales is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and voiced by Karen Madoran, produced by Cindy Talley. More Prairie Tales online at hppr.org.
Come, my love, and walk with me. Bottom of an ancient sea, where the windy currents flow through the blue wild indigo. Little water now, but deep waves of green that bend and sweep. Treasures on the sea floor glow, jewels of blue wild indigo. Sunflowers may be brighter still, and daisies cover all.